Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning, October the 3rd, the first Sunday is October, and we are at the quarter goal of the NFL season. We welcome you to the official fourth show of the Sunday Audible, right here on the Sunday Audible Network. Happy you guys took some time out this morning to join us. In a second, I'll be joined by my fellow host of the show, John Hefner, and of course, the sleazy one, easy top himself, Mr. Jeff Owens. In the meantime, stick around for 2 hours of our unique insight into the NFL today. And I thought it'd be a little apropos while waiting for our official Sunday morning theme to pop up. I'm waiting for my designer to finish, get off his ass and finish it. I thought a little NFL from the 70s, the NFL today, would be a little fun to open the show with. But, guys, it's going to be a great Sunday. The weather's nice. We got a little chill in the air. We got a little cloudy day here in the New York, New Jersey area. And it's a perfect day for football. We got a lot of great games on the slate today. Good college game yesterday. Good college day yesterday. Three ranked teams beaten. We'll get to that a little bit during our segment with Rafael Esparza from mybookie.ag.com. when he pops up about 10 o'clock. In the meantime, John, Jeff, and I will bring you the breakdown of all today's games. We'll talk a little about last week's games. We'll get you our best bets, fantasy lineups, and a new segment John came up with called Out on a Limb, and I'll have him explain that a little bit. In the meantime, let's get the show kicked off. Let's start having some fun, and let me get my first co-host up, the man of the hour. He is way too sweet to be sour. He is, of course, the top dog over at RFL Records. And one of my best friends, he is Mr. John Marhefka. What's up, Johnny boy?
Tommy, how are you, brother?
John, I'm pumped up. It's October. We got chilly weather. I don't know what it's like out in the Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh area, but I'll tell you, here in New York, it's a little chilly in the morning, and it's perfect football weather.
It's the same here, Tommy. I mean, like I always say, any weather is perfect football weather. I mean, anytime I can see the NFL, talk to you and Jeff, man. It's a good Sunday.
Absolutely. Listen, before we get to football, I got to give you a little congratulations on the big signing over at RFL this week. It was a nice surprise. Yeah, I was a little upset I didn't get the behind the scenes take beforehand, but that's okay. I love the surprise. Great band. Tell us a little bit about Shallow Point.
I would have got you this stuff, Tommy. It was just so busy that everything crashed the whole time. You know that. We always like to take care of you, though.
I know you do.
But a Shallow Point, great band out of Tennessee. I mean, This was one that Doug brought to the table. He was talking to Heather, the bass player, and really, it's just it's a fantastic band, a great modern sound, but they have a lot of the classic elements that we love, and man, and they're hungry too, and I think that's one of the main things that really drove this and got it done. So we're really excited about these guys. Very excited.
We can point to something good from Doug other than being a Dallas Cowboy fan, but that's okay. We love Dougie anyway. And you know what? Another thing we didn't talk about, and I want to talk about it real quick. We got a minute. Sean McKenna joining the RFL Network. Tell us quickly, how did that come about? Sean's a great guy. I love the boys from Canada. Tell us a little bit about Sean popping up.
We've been working with Sean and the Barstools and Band Talk guys. You know, him and Dave are fantastic. We hit it off. It's been, I guess, about a year right now, you know, talking to those guys and really, you know, getting to know Sean a lot better, you know, as a person and his musical interests. And really, the guy brings another positive piece to the RFL team. I love his enthusiasm, his musical background, some of the things that he's done in the past. It was just a great fit, you know, so we got on a few calls, talked a little bit, and, you know, Sean's with the team now, and we love having him here. He's great to work with. You know, he's couldn't ask for a better team than what we got right now, Tommy.
Oh, listen, you guys have a great team over there. You have a lot of great products. I hope everybody goes over to rflrecords.com, and they Jeff's going to be here shortly, and I better check out, because if you're a fan of the hard rock and metal world, you love those guys, Turbo Snake, Bay Bang, all you know, Hydrogen. I mean, I can go on for a half hour on the RFL. Well, we got to get to football because it is the Sunday Audible, and we are a football show, John. So we talked about it's the quarter pole, John. Today's to me is the start of the first phase of the season. You know, everybody gives away a little bit at the beginning of the year. You know, no training camps, a whole different element. You know, now we start to get really serious here for me. Give me your thoughts coming off of last week and getting into this week. Give me a couple of thoughts on what you're expecting right now.
I think what we're going to look at today are some of the surprise 3-0 teams, obviously. I mean, you know, Carolina's looked very good. But, you know, people are questioning, you know, who they played, you know, and all that. So I think, you know, Sam Darnold and that team have a big test today in Dallas. You know, Dallas has been looking really good the last few weeks. Dak Prescott, I mean, I think he's coming into his own. I think you're going to see a big game out of them. And you know, I think another team, too, is Denver. I mean, I've been surprised at, you know, some of the things that they're doing. You know, the defense, we knew they were going to be good, but the offense has been holding its own as well. You know, the question still, though, I mean, the competition that they've played.
Yes.
You know, where are they going to go, you know, when they're facing, you know, better opponents? I think another thing too, Tommy, is some of the teams that are 1-2. I mean, you know, Kansas City is my big surprise right there. I think, you know, the teams the last couple of weeks have taken Tyreek Hill out, and they've taken that, you know, that ability for Mahomes to stretch the field. You know, combining that with the defense, you know, that hasn't played very well, giving up a lot of points. I saw this morning 12 red zone possessions. They've given up 13. 13 touchdowns, I believe,
mm-hmm.
is what I saw, which is, you know, that's unacceptable defensively. So they need to clean that up. So we'll see what that's like today. I think Kansas City, you know, wakes up today in Philly. So a lot of surprises this year, though.
Yeah, well, listen, I will tell you, I'm a little surprised. The two best divisions of football at the quarter pole are probably the West divisions in each conference. You know, again, surprises at top of them, Denver and Vegas being on top of the AFC West. The Chargers are holding their own. No surprise there for me, but those first two teams. And again, who has Denver beaten? We're going to find out a good matchup for them today at home with the Ravens. But the Chiefs, while I was still saying I am surprised at their record at this point, 1-2. Again, I called it before the season. It's extremely tough to make three runs to the Super Bowl, and the teams coming off the loss in the Super Bowl the last 7 or 8 years have not fared well. I don't know. You know, it used to be that the team that won the Super Bowl had the funk the next year. I mean, I go back to the 80s with the you know, the Bears, the Giants, you know, Washington teams. You know, they just never got back. And most of them never got to the playoffs the next year. So I am a little surprised at the way they are playing. I mean, Andy Reid's health is a little bit of an issue now. The defense stinks. The offensive line is still not good. You know, so this may be a down year for the Chiefs. So I agree with you, but that's still a very good division. And the NFC West, you know, Arizona surprised me. The Rams looked like Super Bowl champs last week against the you know, let's segue into that. Last week's games a little bit. Touch on a couple of those games. Rams, you know, the score was close, but I don't think the game was close. What's up there, Louie?
You know, I agree, Tommy.
Good.
I agree. I think the Rams, you know, like we were talking about last week, we've been talking about it, you know, since the season started. It's a great defense. They, you know, they had something for Brady in the box. And what's good about it is they scored points too.
Yeah.
You need to put up points against Brady and you need to offset everything that he does so well. I mean, I personally thought Tampa was going to win that one.
So did I.
You know, like I said, it's tough to beat Brady, but, you know, the Rams did it. They showed it. And I think, you know, I think Stafford played well too. And I think that's a game that he needed to play well in.
Absolutely. Yeah, national TV going up against Tom Brady. Now, listen, I'll give the Rams credit. The Bucs could not run the football. Brady had to throw the ball 55 times, which is a recipe for disaster for any quarterback when you're just dropping back there and the other team's pinning their ears back, especially when you got Aaron Donald. But the big thing for the Rams for me, John, what I like about the Rams, they scored different ways. You know, they scored on a big play. They had drives. Their defense was tough. You know, that's, if you're a Rams fan and you have a hope that they've turned it around and Stafford's your guy, that you could point to that game right now early, but you could point to that game as a little bit of a litmus test for them.
I agree. And I think that sets a tone for the season too. I think it's definitely a contending team.
Yeah. Again, I'll give him a check mark in the big game spot because even though it was, you know, week three, you know, national TV audience, you know, at home versus Tom Brady, you know, Matthew Stafford has a bad day and, you know, the weight gets a little harder, gets a little heavier on the shoulders. So good job by the Rams. A couple interesting games. Saints go up to Foxborough and beat Bill Belichick. A little surprise again. Jameis Winston's not overwhelming. I don't think he's broken 150 yards passing in a game. He is throwing touchdowns and less interceptions. So a pretty good win for the Saints last week on the road.
I know we were both surprised at that one. That's the thing with Jameis Winston is you don't know what you get week in and week out. He's doing what he needs to do. I mean, he's, you know, in the past he was the guy that was, you know, throwing 50 times a game and, you know, 3-4 interceptions you know, but now, like you said, Tommy, I mean, throwing for, you know, under 150 yards, under 200, throwing touchdowns, he's protecting the ball, and I think that's what they needed him to do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Vikings, I called it. That was one of the only best bets I've had that had come through. But they managed to beat Seattle. When I came out of it with Seattle is that looks like an old team right now with some aging talent that I'm not sure can regroup and take over that division and win a playoff. There may be two wild cards out of that division. I'm not sure they're one of them. So, but a good win for the Vikings and a big game today at home for the Vikes. Minnesota is, I'm sorry, Cleveland, which is a big game for both teams. So, but give me your thoughts on that Seattle loss to Minnesota.
I think one thing with Seattle, Tommy, is I totally agree with you. The age is starting to creep up.
Yeah.
They need to score a lot of points to stay in games. Defense hasn't been you know, shutting anybody down. And it's, you know, you at least have to play some defense in this league,
which,
you know,
is,
to be consistent.
Which is weird to say for a Seattle team that's really kind of had their success based on their defense. But, you know, Seattle's, you know, I have a thing that within 4 or 5 years, teams have almost a complete metamorphosis, a complete turnover because you're not offering, you know, your draft pick second contracts. You're bringing in guys for a year or two. And I think after a certain amount of time, you need to kind of wipe the slate clean and come on back. Very few teams can build on the fly. The Patriots have done it for years. The Steelers did it for a long time. There aren't that many teams that do it. Seattle has semi been able to do it, but I think it's starting to catch up to Russell Wilson taking a lot of hits. So I think, you know, there may be a time there in the near future where Pete Carroll's tenure there may be coming to an end.
I agree, Tommy. I think, you know, it's the same to be said in Kansas City, too.
Yeah.
Just like Russell Wilson carries that team.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes carrying that team. You know, you can only do it for, you know, for so long, taking that many hits.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. John, a big game last week in your own division with your own team. I know you're going to be a little upset because it wasn't a very good game. But the Bengals, you know, coupled with a win on Thursday night, the Bengals are 3-1, and you know, I said it before the season, I thought they may be the surprise team. I didn't expect them to be in first place at the quarter point of the season, but your thoughts on that game last week? I'm sure you watched every play of it.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, look, they had no answers for anything. I mean, it's the same, you know, same thing week in and week out. They can't get off the field on third down, can't run the ball. They put no pressure on Burrow whatsoever. They had no answer for him on defense. You know, and that's, you know, the injuries, yeah, we all know that. You know, injuries are going to happen in this league, but you need to have the, you know, like they say, next man up. And they did nothing. It's just the offense is way out of sync. Ben's looking his age. I really don't know what to say, Tommy. And going up to Green Bay and trying to answer that offense, it's going to be tough today.
Yeah, we'll get to that game in a bit. That's an interesting one. Again, the Sunday Audible this morning, October the 3rd, with the quarter poll. That's right. We are going to make the turnaround week 4 of the NFL season, and it starts to get to the nitty-gritty. I know there's a lot of games left, but, you know, everybody's starting to bunch up. There are a couple teams pulling away. We're going to see some 3-0 teams, what they do today. I think the Panthers, obviously Denver, these are interesting teams to see how they now they move forward. Of course, Arizona and the Rams play each other today, so that's some interesting games. We're going to get to interesting games and my thoughts on the big games for the day in a minute. We're going to get on. I saw the Czar up there for a second, but now his screen is blank. John, let's do one more while we wait for the Czar. Bills in Washington. And only interesting for me, Washington's defense, while supposed to be one of the best in the league this year, I think it's ranked 29th. Not good. What is wrong with Ron Rivera's defense?
Doesn't seem like they're pressuring the quarterback like they did last year. You know, I see. I really don't know what the issue is with them right now, Tommy. I mean, we thought coming into the season that those guys were. I mean, they were going to be the staple of that team, and you know, they just needed the offense to do, you know, just enough to get by. Defense giving up a lot of points, and now going up to Buffalo to face the Bills at home. I think that's going to be a really tough challenge right there.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot about what Buffalo's all about. They've been a little bit of a spotty team. I see the Czar, but I don't see his head. Not that I care, but I'm not seeing his head. So there he is. All right, so let's bring on the Czar. He's definitely the sexiest man on his side of the screen. And he joins us for the week 40 Sunday Audible. What's up there, Czar?
No, I'm incognito right now.
Okay, well, we'll keep you incognito for now. So, okay.
I can't give away my position.
Gotcha. Understood. We kind of enjoy it this way, to be honest with you. It's kind of
That's
more.
All right.
It's refreshing.
All right, listen to me. Whatever makes you happier, man. All right, because your life is miserable anyway as a Giants fan. So,
well,
whatever makes you happy.
If you could, I don't know if you could see us because we can't see you, but I am wearing my colors today because no matter what happens, I am a Giant fan. I will watch today's game. We'll get to today's game in a little bit.
There he is.
He's shaking his head. I got to make sure I show him shaking his head. Hey, Jeff, we're at the quarter pole of the season. Do you have any thoughts so far in the NFL season where we're at today?
Yeah, it's going quick. One, I'm predicting a turnaround of the entire league. Teams that were on top last year, such as the Steelers, are going to start to slip a little bit. New teams are going to take and move up the ranks. And certain teams, of course, like the Jets and the Giants, are just going to stay status quo and hold up the rest of the league like the fucking foundation that they are. That's about it. But I think you're going to see teams like the Steelers. Hold on. I'll get right back.
Well, you know what? To carry on Jeff's point, John, we are seeing that with teams like Cincinnati, with teams like Carolina, Vegas, I don't know about Denver. You know, there are Buffalo, we could call it that way. There is a little bit of a changing of the guard with, you know, New England dropping, Steelers. I'm trying to think who else here. Houston is not playing as well. Kansas City, obviously. So, you know, there could be finally, you know, a little bit of these teams that have been also ranked catching up.
Yeah, Tommy, I agree. We discussed it last week with the parity in the league. I mean, you know, seeing these teams come up, you know, the Carolinas and, you know, teams like that, Cincinnati. You know, it says something about young quarterback play, too. You know, I think Joe Burrow's doing, you know, a great job in Cincy. He's looked good the last few weeks. You know, Jacksonville gave them a game, though. I thought, you know, Jacksonville looked good last week. I thought that was a game that Jacksonville definitely could have won. You know, going for it on 4th and 1 at the, you know, on the goal line, you know, is obviously what changed the whole momentum of that game right there was that one play.
Oh, sure. Yeah, again, listen, you know, I thought it was a much better effort, especially on Thursday night on the road, which I have no faith in the visiting team ever on Thursday night. I actually had the Bengals in my suicide pool. I thought it was a good opportunity to steal one, and I stole one. And I was very happy. But, yeah, I think Jeff's point is a good one. There's a lot to be said. Now, listen, it's eventually got to change when you're getting number one picks. You know, when you're Cincinnati and you're getting a number, you know, a high draft pick every year, when you're Vegas, when you're these teams that, you know, that are getting the high picks, eventually it's got to turn into your favor, Jeff.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, you get certain teams. Jacksonville's had number one picks for years and top five picks. So is Cincinnati. If you don't know what you're doing with the talent, what difference does it make where you're picking? You could be picking dead last every year. So instead of first, if you're not getting people that fit your scheme or your team is so bad that you keep changing coaches and they don't have the players that they need or the players that they want for their ideas, it really doesn't matter. So, you know, you need to have consistency across the board in order to make some of these picks from 3-4 years ago work in the present day lineup too. Don't forget that.
I would agree. So it's going to be a good Sunday. There's some good games. Let's get to some of the best big games for the week, and then we got a new spot on the show, new segment today with John's Out on a Limb. I think that's a pretty good one. So we're gonna put that in there today. We'll get to that probably after the big games and before the week previews. We got Raphael coming up at 10 o'clock, and starting next week we will have a celebrity guest pop up every week. I'll talk to Jeff and John. I got an idea of a schedule of guys I want to get on the next 3-4 weeks. We'll take this right through the playoffs, and after the NFL season completes with the Super Bowl, we'll do a wrap-up show. So stick around every Sunday morning before you go to the other games. And the other pregame shows, come to this pregame show, and we'll give you our brand of unique analysis of each week's games. Okay, so guys, I got 4 games this week that I think are big games. You guys may agree. You may have your own. Let's run them down real quick. The first one, Rams and Cardinals, 2-3-0 teams, division game. You know, do the Rams have a letdown this week? And the Cards, again, I know Jeff's been high on them all year. I think John as well. I didn't. I was picking them to be first coach gone and a disappointment, and I've been completely wrong on it. This is a big game, guys. I think if you're the Cards, you want to steal this one. If you're the Rams, you want to put your – stamp on the division. Johnny Boy, what's your thoughts on the Rams and the Cards? Is this big game?
I think it's a huge game, Tommy. I think especially for, you know, for the quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, you know, I think he's looked fantastic this year. I mean, he's making plays everywhere. He's using all of his weapons. I think today, you know, you're going to see a stellar defense, though, against those guys. So we'll see if he has an answer for it. I think on the other side, the Rams with Stafford again, I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of points in this game. I could see that already. I think that's a huge game.
I agree with you. Jeff, you've been all over the Cards part of last year and certainly this year. What this is a big game for you today?
Dude, you guys sound like an old 80s video, man. I don't know what's going on. The connection's bad.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I hear John fine. John, what are you doing? John, you're hearing everything clear today? You clear?
I hear you good.
Yeah, Jeff, it must be you, Jeff, because we're clear on this end. I hear you fine.
I can't hear you.
John, Jeff, why don't you try to go out, reboot, and come back? Reboot and come back.
I can't hear you, and neither one of you is moving.
It's you, Jeff.
It's a still picture. It's a frozen picture.
It's you, brother. It's you. Reboot.
It's me?
Yeah, it's got to be. We're fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Now
okay, yeah. I
there we go.
Okay, what did you ask me?
The question was, I'm talking about the Rams-Bucks game, the Rams-Cards game today. To me, it's a huge game. You've been all over the Cardinals for a year and a half now. This a big game for you?
Yeah, man, of course. You got two teams, undefeated teams, in the same division. This is how teams jockey for position. So, yeah, it's a must-win for both teams, even though it's early. This year, that game in hand is huge. These could be two teams that could be fighting for first place come the end of December. So, yeah, it's a big game. Matthew Stafford seems to be living up to the hype this year with the Rams. And Kyler Murray and the Cardinals are doing their part. So I say, yeah, this is a pretty big game. And looking forward to seeing the highlights of it. I don't know if it's going to be on TV in our area.
Yeah,
or not.
That's a good question. I got to check to see what games are on. I'll check that.
It'll be a cool game to watch. And if not, we'll see the highlights of it on ESPN. But I got to go with the Cardinals on this one myself. I think that they're going to pull it out. I really think they're a team to watch.
It's a good game. So let's move on to game number two, Jeff. I'll go to you first because I want to get John's reaction after. Jeff, the Steelers, who have not looked good and an aging by the second, football aging, I should say, Ben Roethlisberger going up to Green Bay, down 6.5 on this point. I think it's a big game for two reasons. One, you know, it's a couple Hall of Fame quarterbacks going at it, and it's a big game for the Steelers. I think the Steelers at least have to go up there and put a good showing on. Jeff, is this a big game, Jeff?
Yeah, this could be their season right here on the line. If they drop the 0-4, are they going to have the want and the willpower to keep going and to get back in the race? Personally, I don't see it happening, to be honest with you, for a lot of different reasons. And the main reason is Ben Roethlisberger. You're right. He is getting older by the second. And, John, I know that we've had some side talk on the group chat there, and you've been saying it all along that, you know, last year they should have done it, started the rebuild. And there's no reason to doubt that, because look where they are now. Now they have forced their hand, where last year maybe they would have had a few options. But, you know, if they don't do something soon, their season is over.
Yeah, John, jump right in.
I agree, Jeff. I think you need to see, you know, you need to see a lot out of this team today. You know, they've done well up in Green Bay, so we'll see. But this year, I just don't know. I mean, they haven't protected Ben, but on the other side, I mean, he's not making any plays. Receivers get no separation. They're not running the ball. I think with Watt and Highsmith back today, I think that'll do a little bit to help the defense. I think defense, you know, like I said in the beginning of the season, needs to carry this team. They need to, you know, Ben needs to be playing the offense that he is available to do right now, with something that he's, you know, capable of doing. And that's kind of like check down, you know, medium to short range passing. I don't think that they've done enough of that. You know, we still see the same, you know, plays. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, and, you know, you get a third and three, and you're going for a 30-yard pass trying to, you know, make the plays. I mean, you need to get the first downs. You need to stay on the field and keep the defense rested. They're not doing a lot of things, Tommy, so there needs to be some big changes here.
All right, big game, John, or no big game? It's got to be a big game for you, right?
Big game for the Steelers. I mean, I think you at least need to see, you know, them being competitive here. You know, they looked tired last week. I think they're going to come back strong today. I think they're going to look better. I don't know if I could pick them to win this one, though. I mean, up in Green Bay is tough. But I just like to see them get back and start playing. I like to see them be aggressive, too. I mean, they haven't done that. And that's why they don't need to do it.
I got a question for you. I don't want to mention names.
Oh, boy.
But there are some people that think their teams are going to win get in the playoffs no matter how they finish. Even if it's 0-18 when there's only 17 games. All right, but I don't want to say names.
Here we go. Here we go.
Are you one of those guys that feels as though that Pittsburgh is going to claw back, or do you think that their season is over and they're just basically auditioning for spots for next year?
I don't think the season's over, Jeff, but I'm not one of those guys that's going to say, well, man, I think they're going to make the playoffs and turn it around. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up, and I think the next 3 or 4 weeks are going to tell the tale of their season. They need to get back on track. That schedule is just so tough, especially to finish out the season. So I'm going to say right now, the way I see it, I can't see them making the playoffs.
And just to follow up with that question, is this the same team that was 11-0 last year?
Definitely not the same team. I think that what we saw on a 11-0 team last year was a fact that, you know, they started out strong, but then we started the way they finished. And that's really what told the tale. I mean, they looked terrible in the playoffs. You know, the team looked tired at the end of the season. And I think what they did was when they went into this season, they took that 11-0 start and used that as a foundation, which I think they should have looked more at the end of the season and the way they played and set this up. So, yeah, it's definitely not the same team.
All right, let's move on. All right, so that's obviously a big game for everybody here. My big game number three is Chargers and the Raiders, two surprise teams. Well, I'm going to say one surprise team and a team that I thought would be right where they are right now. It's a big game division in L.A. I think it's a big game. Let's see the Raiders go on the road, be the division opponent. A little bit of a surprise team. John, I'll go to you first on this one. Big game, no big game.
Definitely a big game. I mean, you know, the Chargers going up, or the Raiders coming to L.A., you know, to play the Chargers. I thought the Chargers looked great last week. I mean, they're doing everything that they need to do. Justin Herbert, you know, is coming into his own. The guy's going to be a star in this league for a lot of years. You know, a lot of weapons there. I see this as a high-scoring game. This is going to be one of those AFL games, in my opinion, one of those, you know, 44 to, you know, 41 final, something like that is what I see. Good game, though. Definitely a big game.
Absolutely. Jeff, your thoughts on the Vegas Raiders heading over to L.A. for the Chargers? Weird, man. Used to be Oakland, San Diego. Would have been an old-time AFL game. Now we got Vegas and L.A. It's crazy, Jeff. Big game, Jeff, not a big game for you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, man. You took the words out of my mouth with that one. Yeah, it's a big game because, once again, you have a division game, two teams that are up there at the top of the division, and two teams that are going to be looking and jockeying for position, even though it's early, just like the Cardinals and Rams. It's an important game when you're playing a division opponent and you're a good team and you know, both teams are good. It's how you jockey for position. It really is. So, yeah, I think it's going to – and I agree with John. Justin Herbert has been, like, on fire this year.
Yeah.
And he may be one of the new top quarterbacks, one of the new elite quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Well, you could put him up there with Josh Allen and Mahomes. And, you know, there's a new breed of elite quarterbacks. You know, Brady's still going to hang in there, obviously, and Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, these guys are the next level guys. So, yeah, you guys make a great point on that. I don't want to spend – go ahead, Jeff.
I do want to say this one thing that
sure.
When we were doing a radio show, which was just seemed like yesterday, and then graduated over to video, we were saying on the radio show, like, who is the next elite quarterback after – Brees and Manning, Sago and Roethlisberger and Rivers, who's the next elite quarterbacks? And we're getting the answers now, and it's getting clearer. And you got a guy like Herbert that's in the league for it's only his second year, and he's thrown for like 10 300-yard games in less than two seasons. And, you know, they're really forcing themselves up to the forefront as the new elite, man. And I think you're going to see guys like Herbert and Kyler Murray and Joe Burrow start and Josh Allen start making their place in this league. And you're going to see a different new top five, elite five before the end of this year, I think.
I couldn't agree more. You're seeing Kyler Murray and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. Derek Carr's up there, Kyler Murray. There's, you know, you're starting to see some different guys at the top. So it's a good point by you, Jeff. We'll get more into the quarterbacks and go around the league with them a little bit, maybe a little later. But I want to continue on and go to our last big game. And hello, good morning to everybody who chose to drop into us and start their morning off, their football Sunday off with the Sunday Audible with John Marhefka, Jeff, and myself. And we're glad to have you guys along the way for about another hour and change. And, of course, we're looking forward to about 25 minutes. We'll get our head odds maker over at mybookie.ag.com, Mr. Rafael Esparza. We'll get about 20 minutes with Rafael so that we stay on track, and we'll talk a little about the NFL. I got a lot of college stuff to get to him with, so stick around, guys. Lots more to talk about, and we're going to get to our game four, which to me, guys, is the biggest game of the day, and might not be the best game of the day, but I'll tell you it's the biggest game of the day with Tom Brady returning to Foxborough to face the genius. So GOAT versus GOAT, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to go Jeff first on this one. Jeff, no love for either guy, I'm sure, but you got to admit this is a big game.
Yeah, I hate them so much, Tom. I can't give them that.
You can't?
I just can't give them that. No. I know. I would rather sit and watch a high school football team. I would rather gouge my eyes out than sit and watch the Giants. They suck. That's trot off the screen. There you go.
All right. So after that intelligent breakdown of a classic game coming today, John, what you? I know no love lost again. You're not a big fan of either guy, but John, this is a big game just for the hype. I'm not sure it's going to turn into be a great game, but you know it is Tom Brady returning home. It is Bill and Tom. What's your thoughts on this one?
I think they made this a bigger game than what it actually is. I mean, I know it's both of those guys, you know, coming back again, and then Tom going back up to New England to face Belichick. I think Brady, though, coming back off a loss up to New England, I think he's really going to show what he's about today. I don't think New England's going to have an answer for that. I really don't. I would think that if it wasn't these two guys matching up in the storied history, that you would see Arizona and the Rams in that primetime spot or a game like that. I think, you know, I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. But I think Brady going up there, I think he's the guy that made it all happen, in my opinion.
The magic seems to be in that man's right arm, so we'll see. We'll break down the game. I don't want to get too much into it, but for the hype, for the what ifs, I'm going to ask Rafael. Does he have a? I didn't look this morning. Does he have a prop bet to see if Tom and Bill will embrace before or after the game? Will they shake hands? You know, I could easily see whatever guy losing running right off the field and avoiding the other guy. But do they get together before the game and have a little something? I mean, both were very gracious this week toward each other in the media. Nobody's given anybody bulletin board material this week, Jeff. So, I think at 8:20, you're probably going to get a lot of people tuning in for the first half hour. After that, I don't know if this is going to be a classic football game. But, Jeff, I think the first half hour will be huge.
And very well, May. It will. Who knows, Tom? Who knows?
I got you. All right. Well, let's again, guys. Welcome to Sunday Audible. We're here right through the end and week after the Super Bowl. So stick around every Sunday morning, 9 a.m., when John, Jeff, and myself get together, and we bring you the big games of the day and a preview of all and our bets and the whole bet. So let's talk about some of the big things going on in the NFL. Here's something, John, we talked about on Thursday that I want to bring up to you, and I'll get Jeff's retake on it because now we know the answer. You know, I was curious the other night, John, whether who was going to start for the Bears. Now, we all saw how terrible the Bears were last week. Justin Fields, his start was less than stellar. I think he was 6 of 20, 60-something yards, and with the 8 or 9 sacks, he was plus one. He had one more yard passing last week than Jeff did. And, so what I said to Jeff was, and I want your take on this, who's making the decision right now? Like, if you're Matt Nagy, and you see that, you want to save your job this year because you know you're on the hot seat. So if I'm him, I want to go back to Andy Dalton. But if I am the management of the Chicago Bears. I want to see Justin Fields, because if he is that bad for good, well, then we got to think about next year's strategy. But that probably cost Matt Nagy his job. So we all know that Justin Fields is starting, John. Your opinion, who made that decision?
I think really the ownership made that decision. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what are the fans looking for? I mean, what are they, you know, they saw that performance last week. I mean, he really threw the young guy to the wolves, you know, just that's a tough one, Tommy. I think Nate's definitely the top candidate right now on the hot seat. It just depends, you know, what does that team want to do? Do they think that they have what it takes to win now? You know, if you do that, then you start Dalton and Nick Foles. But, you know, Justin Fields, I mean, I think that's the future of that franchise right there. So you need to, see what he could do. That's a tough position to be in. I wouldn't want to be in that position to make that call.
Yeah, I don't believe Matt Nagy did, because if you're the coach, you're playing the guy who's giving you the best chance to win, because you got to win. And, Jeff, I don't know how we kind of left it off the other night, but are you surprised that Justin Fields, after that performance, is the quarterback this week?
No. No, and the reason I say no is because I kind of got to disagree with what John said, which is this. Maybe they realize that this team isn't going to go anyplace this year. And instead of waiting to see what happens next year, let's see what we have in Justin Fields this year so that we can make a better evaluation for next year. If you don't think that this team is capable, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what their record is. Like, I'm assuming they're either 0-3 or 1-2 at this point in time. So basically, they're not in a position for a playoff position right now with the way the league is. And I don't see that changing. So why not go with Justin Fields and see what he's all about for the remainder of the season and see if you have the franchise quarterback? A lot of teams want to, you know, well, let's not start him. Let's do this. Let's start this guy. Let's go this direction. And all you're doing is putting off a decision that has to be made anyway. So I like the thought of finding out right now what the story is. Is he worth it? Is he the next, is he the piece that you need, or you're going to have to upgrade? So I would start him. Why not? What's the worst that happens? You go 0-17?
Yeah, I don't know, guys. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with anything either one of you said. I kind of lean to it's too early in the season to throw a guy like that back out there and have my season completely destroyed. Now, listen, if he comes out today and he poops the bed, you know, against the Lions, I mean, that's, you know, just a recipe for disaster. If you're Matt Nagy and you go out there and you lose to the 0-3 Lions, who, by the way, guys, I don't know how you guys feel, but the Lions have not been terrible. They've lost a couple of tough games, especially last week. But, you know, they have played much better under Dan Campbell. There was a lot of laughing at that team. They have, I know they're 0-3, but they're not a laughing stock. And if you're the Bears, John, and you go to, you know, you go to Detroit and you lose this game today, and I'm sorry, this game's in Chicago. So even worse, if you're at home and you would find a way to play that badly on offense and you lose this game, boy, there's going to be a lot of people walking out of there looking for Matt Nagy's head.
He's in a tough – go ahead, Jeff.
I think that's happening already. I think people want his head.
I'm not disagreeing with that. There's no doubt in my mind I'm not disagreeing with that. But you lose at home to an 0-3 Detroit team because your quarterback is inept. John, you're not making the fan base happy.
No, definitely not.
There's a lot of questions up there too, Tommy. I mean, you're also looking at the Bears leaving, you know, Chicago and Soldier Field too. So they have a lot on a line there. I mean, you already got an upset fan base. You have a rookie quarterback that you're throwing in there. You really have had, you know, no answers. The team looked terrible last week. You have a coach who's on the hot seat. I really don't know. And I agree with you. Detroit, in my opinion, won that game last week.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we could discuss that again, but the officiating was bad, but again, Chicago going up there or having Detroit come in here. I think if Chicago, you know, they need to look decent today. They need to, you know, at least play a competitive game, you know, to keep, the fan base and everybody at bay.
I would totally agree. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of what they decided to do today. I understand playing them at home. It's a Detroit team that's 0-3, but it's not a bad Detroit team. And, you know, I don't know if it was opening day jitters. If he comes out and poops the bed again with another, you know, 6 for 20, you know, 75 yards, and they lose by a touchdown or two to Detroit, which to me in this at this point is not out of the realm of possibilities. You know, there's going to be a firestorm in Chicago. They're already shooting people, by the dozens. You know, Matt Nagy better run to the car after the game. So.
Did you just say they shoot people by the dozens over there?
They do. They shoot people by the dozens in Chicago every weekend.
Dude, what a failed swipe at a town.
It's not a failed swipe. I'm telling you, if you're in Chicago.
Let me guess, most of them are kids. Too, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Wear Kevlar because they shooting people like crazy every weekend. Yeah, so if I'm Matt Nagy,
this shows I'm out of here. I'm
zigzagging to the car after the game. If you lose this one, don't walk the straight line. Make sure you zigzag. So that's a dumb
zigzag.
Yeah,
right. Dude, don't hold that's on. I think Reverend Al Sharpton's at the door. Hey Al, take a seat. I'll be with you in a minute.
See, that's something that we offer on Sundays that no other show does.
Exactly. It's a unique take. We're taking it after the game when a guy can be shot and killed right outside the stadium. Jeff, you never know.
Oh, wow. So, man, I am so fucking pissed off right now that I'm wearing a badge.
Let's stay with the quarterback thing for a few minutes. Let's talk about some of the other quarterbacks lining up today that are going to have big games. We talked about Big Ben. I don't know how much there is to talk about it. I think there's another quarterback that needs to have a big game today is Baker Mayfield. He's had a little bit of an up-and-down season. I think he's on the road to Minnesota. Quarterback over there who's played pretty well in Kirk Cousins, guys. Jeff, big game for Baker Mayfield. That's a team that's, you know, second in their division. Now they're third, 2-1. But in a tight race with an up-and-coming team in Cincinnati playing well. And a Ravens team, it's a big Baker Mayfield needs to step up today and have a big day today.
Yeah, I agree. he hasn't been playing lights out, but he needs to step up, especially now in that division. There's a little flux in that division. He does the right thing and steps up to the plate. He could get the Browns heading in the right direction and possibly being on top of that division very soon. So, yeah, I agree with you. He needs to play big and lead his team. Just has to be done.
I would agree. I'm going to give you the other side. Kirk Cousins has been surprisingly well. He's got a 118 QB rating, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. Hasn't lived up to the contract, obviously, the one that started all this run of quarterback contracts. But between Baker and Cousins, this is a big game for two quarterbacks.
I agree, Tommy. I think one of the things that's been going well for Cousins is the fact that he's being protected.
Yep.
Offensive line's been playing well. They're running the ball, and the receiving core, obviously, with Thielen and Jefferson is an excellent. You know, he has excellent weapons up there. You keep him protected. On the other side, Baker, you know, he needs to have a decent game today. I mean, he's. You know, those guys have been, it seems like they've been lethargic. You know, I thought that they were going to, you know, they were really going to step it up this year. And they had that game against the Texans. And I thought they were kind of flat, at least in the beginning. And, you know, that game a few weeks ago. And we'll see how they do. I mean, this is a big game for them going up to Minnesota. They're going to have to score points, obviously. So it's a big game for both quarterbacks.
I would certainly agree. I give you another one, guys. Here's a guy that I think is under the microscope today because we're going to see what kind of team he has, what kind of quarterback he really is, and that's Sam Darnold going into Dallas. No Christian McCaffrey, 3-0. You know, a lot of people are picking them to cover the game. A lot of people are believing in the Carolina Panthers. Jeff, I know which way you're going to go with this, but. This is a big day for Sam Darnold if he wants to put a stamp on being a legitimate quarterback in this league.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, ink washes off. And Sam, find that you get soaked up and go down the drain. That's all I can tell you about that.
John, I'll ask you, could you possibly agree with that?
I think it's a huge game for Darnold. I think, you know, one of the things missing is McCaffrey, though, but one of my favorite names is Chuba Hubbard stepping in. I'm curious to see how they're going to run the ball. I know last week, you know, what we saw out of them was DJ Moore had a huge game. I mean, a lot of underneath passing. There was a no answer for that. I think they're going to have to score a lot of points again today. You know, it's a huge game for Darnold for sure, on the road in Dallas. Yeah, I think you're going to see what he's made of today. Absolutely.
Yeah, interesting guys here at the Sunday Audible. We're going to break into a new segment right now. We got about 10 minutes before our guest pops up, so we're going to break into a new segment after Raphael's segment. We're going to break down all the games for the week. We might try to get in the players of last week. I only have, I think, one or two guys that I can point to. But, John, I want to get to your new segment, Out on a Limb, and I want you to explain what it's all about. And then we'll, I don't know if Jeff has any picks for it, but I have two games that I think I'm going to go out on a limb on today. So, John, take it off.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. This is a new segment that we're throwing in. You know, we talked about it a little bit last night. Out on a Limb. And what Out on a Limb is we're going to take some of the games and some of the players that we look at for this week, starting this week, and kind of take it in a different direction. You know, take a guy that's, like saying Sam Darnold, you know, he's going to explode today, and kind of take guys and games that are, a little bit out there that people wouldn't think that we would take. And we're going to go out on a limb and predict something, you know, totally. Well, hopefully it's going to happen. But we just want to keep the, you know, fans and put some minutes. But let's kick it off. And Tommy, go ahead. You got two games? You said you...
Yeah, I got two games and I got some plays. So I'm going to give you two of mine. You go to yours. Maybe Jeff's got one. And then we'll go bounce it around for a few minutes. My first game is the Eagles at home to the Chiefs. And the way the Chiefs are playing, I know that the Eagles are a bad team. You know, if you saw Monday night's game, they're not there. But I think that between Andy Reid's health and the way that defense is playing, I certainly think the Eagles can cover, but I think the Eagles can go out there and get a win. I think they're actually going to win this game today. I have a feeling that the Chiefs are flat, and I think they come in flat, and the Eagles in a raucous Lincoln Financial Field steal this game. And that's my out on a limb first one. Yeah, John.
I think that's a great one, Tommy. I mean, that's what we're looking for out of this game. You know, that you would think that, you know, we would go one way or another. But that's definitely out on a limb, and I think that's a good prediction. I mean, you know, going up to Philly to play and the way Kansas City's defense has played, that's really going out on a limb, though, guys.
I'm taking that. Yeah, I'll give you my second one. My second one is the Lions. I think the Lions get a W today. It's not that far out on a limb because the Bears, the way they played, but the Bears are home. The Lions are 0-3. I think everybody in the world's got the Chicago, you know, stealing a game here, winning the game here. I'm going to go out and limb. I think Dan Campbell gets his first W, and I think the Lions leave Detroit, leave Chicago with a W, and Matt Nagy sprinting to the car.
I agree, Tommy. I think that's a, like Jeff said, get the Kevlar on.
Yeah.
And so maybe you said it, but
I did.
Yeah, start running to the car. But I'm with you on that. I think the Lions are – I think Lions are a good team. I mean, 0-3, but they haven't looked 0-3. They had a couple of bad, bad calls and things that went the other way. But Detroit, so many years. We'll see if they get one today.
Yeah, I'm glad. Move on, Johnny. I'm good.
Jeff, how about you? Anything out on a limb?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that the Saints are going to score 40-plus points today against the New York Giants. I
Here
think Jameis Winston is going to put in a Hall of Fame game
Here
and
we go.
Lead his team to a double-digit win over the Giants. I'm predicting a 44-7, something like that. Big, big, big numbers. That's one. Second, I got to go with the Jets and the Tennessee Titans. I think Tennessee is going to put up biblical numbers against this Jets team this Sunday. I'm talking huge numbers. I wouldn't be surprised if Julio Jones gets 300 yards today, and Ryan Tannehill looks like they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame before halftime.
Julio Jones is out. Julio Jones is not playing today.
He's out.
They have quite a few outs today, as a matter of fact. So yeah,
he's still capable of getting 300 yards without even stepping on the field against this Jets defense.
Oh, boy.
I just think that Tennessee is going to handle them and the Jets are going to sink further into the abyss. So that's my thought on Olympics.
John.
That's two good ones, Jeff. I agree. I totally agree. If we're going out on a limb, we discussed this last night, guys, and my pick today, I got two of them, two kind of out on a limb, is I'm taking Minnesota at home against Cleveland. I think Minnesota, you know, at home, they're really going to show what they're about today. I mean, they started off flat this season, but I think it's just going to be another one of those things. I don't know if it's a major upset, but I think it's a, you know, minor in getting that team back on track and just show what they're about. And my other one, you guys will love this. You know about it now, Tommy and Jeff, and we discussed it last night. Zach Wilson is going to put up 300 yards today and two touchdowns against the Titans. I think the Titans, you know, defense has been that bad. And if there's ever a game, you know, to where he's going to come back on, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Zach Wilson, 302 TDs.
Wow.
Let me explain to you why you're both wrong. Okay, Tom, I'm going to start with you first.
Okay.
See, Tommy sits right by an open window. He gets a lot of sun on the one side of his head. See that? He gets sunburned, and he throws his equilibrium off. It fucks him all up.
There it is.
And then, Tom, we got you. You don't know where you are. We can only go by what you tell us with your black background. Before we know, you're in a box that you have a flashlight shine over your head, and you're told to say this. We don't know. You two guys are in such bad environments. It's fucking up your picks. Zach Wilson, 300 yards. What do you wait? Are you going to add up the three games and then today and come up with 300 yards? No way. No way.
Yeah, I tell you the truth. My other out on a limb was going to be, not that I think the Jets will win this game, but because of the injuries to the Titans. Now the Jets have their own injuries. Their receiving core is a little decimated to the point where they finally getting Denzel Mims on the field to play. I think the Jets will keep this game close. Now I think the difference is going to be, and we'll get to it when we preview the game. But the difference is going to be Derrick Henry. I think in this one, for the most part, I think that's where the discount's going to be. But I think my out on a limb would be not necessarily Zach Wilson throwing for 300. I think that I don't think I can go that far. But I think he does have a better game, and I do think that the Jets will keep this one close. I don't think this will be a blowout. So that's my take. But I agree with you, John. I think Zach Wilson's going to have a better day today.
With that offensive line hasn't changed. They've made changing receivers on them already. I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster. It really is. This kid's career is over. He's going to be working in Home Depot by the middle of next year. You watch.
Well, I tell you what, there's another reason, and I think I'm just looking at my notes here. Give me a second. I'm pretty sure that the Titans are coming up with a Monday night game against the Chiefs, I want to say. There's definitely somewhat one of these games. I'm trying to find where I had that note. But there's a week four game, the week five game, I think, for Tennessee, and I would be careful of a game where you're looking past this one. So let's see where it plays out. We should be getting our guests on in a second. We're in Sunday Audible. That's John. That's Jeff, and I'm Tom.
I'm sorry. I have to split for a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to try to come back. I got some people that are going to be coming in a couple minutes.
Do what you got to do.
But I got to do what I got to do. I went out of leave anyway. I'm going to try to come back. If not, I will see you guys in the chat soon.
You got it.
It was a lot of fun today.
You got it, pal. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you later, Jeff.
See you later, man.
See you later, pal.
See you, man.
So that's Jeff. He pops in when he can, and when he can't, and as long as we don't have to look at him, it's even better. So I don't know why I'm stuck on the screen when I'm going to kick him from the studio because I can't stare at him, thank God. But John, it's going to be an interesting day. I like the segment. It gave me a chance to, you know, kind of look at things from the other side. You know, it kind of gave me the chance to look at things from the other side of not necessarily who's going to win, but maybe a team that might sneak up on somebody. I don't normally dig that way, so it's a really good segment. We're going to keep it in the book for every week. So good job by you.
I think one thing, another way to go out on a limb today, Tommy, is to see the first time that the Jets have 11 in a box this time for most of the game.
Yeah. Well, if you're the Jets, I mean, let me find that. The without Julio Jones, that's a big weapon for them. I know he hasn't had a great season so far, but yeah, if you're the Jets, I think you got to sell out. Now you got no Marcus May. if you're the Jets, your receiving core is decimated today. So I think, yeah, if you're the Jets, you got to come up and you got to tell Ryan Tannehill, you're going to beat us. We're not going to let Derrick Henry run for 300 yards today or 250 yards today, and we'll see. But, yeah, that's a hell of an out on a limb. Zach Wilson's got to have a week. We lost Raphael. He's just there. Now he's gone. So we'll get him back in a second when we get to the next segment here. Let me get his segment screen up here. Eventually, I got to hire somebody to do all these Chiron stuff, man. It's getting crazy down here. I'm trying to get things up on it. But he's back up. Let's get our favorite head odds maker. He's the guy. He's the big shot over at mybookie.ag.com. And he's right back here to talk to us here on Sunday morning. Raphael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Hey, Raphael, good. How are you?
Pretty good. Look at this. All Buffalo gear up, ready to go.
I change it up every week. Steelers fan, but a huge NFL fan, so switch it up on everybody.
And that's the sad part about my industry. You have no favorites. You don't have a team favorites. You don't root for anybody. All you do is root for numbers and root for what the house needs.
It's a big week. It's the quarter pole of the season. We got to that point. We're getting to that point of the season where teams are starting to mold into shape with no training camp, Raphael. It's that point of the season where, you know, the rust is off and teams are starting to take shape a little bit. So should be an interesting Sunday. A lot of big games today. But I do want to get to a little bit of college football if John will indulge me, because it was a big day yesterday in college football.
A lot of games went down in flames. I mean, if you're the Oregon Ducks, you were sitting pretty because you had that big road win at the Shoe, and then you go down at Stanford. So there was Auburn goes to the Death Valley, beats LSU. So to me, 1 and 2 still stayed the same. I mean, I think if Ole Miss would have kept things close, I might have bumped Georgia to the number one spot and put Alabama to 2, but I want to leave Alabama 1 and put Georgia 2, but everyone else is just playing for second best or third best or whatever. I don't see another team. Only thing that scares me, I'm not 100% sold on Georgia's offense. Their defense is like NFL defense speed and all that, but I'm not 100% sold on their offense. They put up big points against teams' defense that have question marks. So I'm not sold on their offense. But to me, and there's no one else that's going to be able to beat, I don't think, Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, well, I think the two big things for those two teams is their defense is so dominant. I mean, the score wasn't indicative of the game. I mean, I watched the Alabama game, and it was 35-0. I mean, I know they wound up winning 42-21, some couple of crappy late scores. But, you know, I think the two big things for that, and to me, I think the most complete team, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, is Penn State. I mean, Penn State is a quietly – there's no big names over there. Nobody's running for the Heisman, but Sean Clifford's having a good season. That's a good defense. They're tough at home. They go out there and win. So where they go next week, but you know, Florida loses, Oregon loses, Notre Dame loses, you know, Oklahoma has another pedestrian game, in my opinion, 37-31. I think they won that game. You know, and you're right. It's 1 and 2. And then maybe Penn State is going to give you a little bit of a game somewhere, but the two best defenses in the country are going to dominate.
But Penn State has to go to Iowa next week. So, yes. I mean, we can talk about them for 6 days, but we can drop them off that list a week from today. So that game at Iowa is going to be very, very crucial, because this Iowa team is no joke as well. And you know what? Michigan, again.
Yes.
Slim Jim Harbaugh with a nice pleated pant khakis has been playing really well, and he's getting both sides of the ball. Offense and defense are clicking. Normally, when he was struggling, he only had one side of the ball that was playing good and the other side was playing poorly. But this Michigan team is totally different, so it should be interesting. And I'm not sold on Cincinnati. They still have some tough games to play. Cincinnati.
Yes.
Everyone gets, they run a team. They still have to play UCF. They still have to play Navy. Navy always gives people headaches with their triple option and their IRs. So I'm not just giving Cincinnati a perfect record just because they went to Notre Dame. Because it's not the same Notre Dame team we've seen in years past. So, yeah, nice win, but I'm not giving them the four spots in the Final Four.
I agree. And what happened what's up with Clemson? I mean, they hung on. That kid doesn't drop the ball. There's a chance Clemson goes out of there with a third loss in this season. You know, what's happened to Dabo Sweeney in that program?
Maybe Dabo can go to Jacksonville, because maybe Urban Meyer and his new girlfriend will get fired. And I always thought Dabo was going to go with Trevor Lawrence to Jacksonville. and be the head coach. I'm sure Dabo's probably wishing he did, because that just shows me how good NTN, Trevor Lawrence, and that offense were when they were there. I know they missed a lot. I know a lot of their defensive guys got drafted, and they have a really, really young defensive core right now. But, boy, that makes me really look at Trevor Lawrence and NTN and how good they were at Clemson together.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. I mean, that's, you know, that's a fall from grace with that program that, you know, in the running national championships in the game every year felt like, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're squeaking by. I think that was Boston College.
I think Raphael said it perfectly. Was NTN and Trevor Lawrence leaving? I mean, all of those guys are. I would have loved to see you know, those two together. I mean, NTN get hurt early this year. See them in Jacksonville, and maybe that would have made a difference in this team starting out. I mean, you know,
I agree.
I would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, I would absolutely definitely agree with you. So, and up in the air, again, I still think this comes down to the top two teams. You know, Georgia, a very impressive win over Arkansas yesterday. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to discount them, but I still look at Alabama as the team to beat. I think they just got a better offense, and the defense is no joke. They had 35-0, and they took the foot off the pedal.
Yeah, and then we also saw, I mean, everyone always likes to talk about the SEC as the creme of the creme, and no one's better than them. But we've seen some bad teams this year and some bad play. I mean, Missouri gets waxed at home. South Carolina looks horrible. Texas A&M loses again. This conference, I'm tired of listening to, there's no other better conference than the SEC. You always had a one or two. Has always been has been irrelevant, and everyone else has just been mediocre. So, to me, if you throw Alabama out, and I always say you throw Alabama out, then the SEC is the Sun Belt.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you what: a division that's been a little lackluster maybe the last few years, only had a couple of decent teams. But I think the Big Ten had a resurgence. I mean, you've seen some great play, obviously from Penn State and now Michigan. Nebraska had a nice win yesterday against the division foe, but. You know, there's some good play up in there with in the Big Ten.
Yeah, don't forget about Iowa.
Iowa, 100%. Yep, 100%. So, Saturday's a little bit fun. You know, before the season started, I was kind of ripping it, saying, you know, I'm getting tired of the same old three teams, and then give me the fourth would probably be in Georgia with, you know, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then who's the fourth team. This year, it's two, and then who knows? Right now, Penn State's got the inside track. I would imagine they're finally going to get into the third spot, but we'll see where it plays out. But let's get to a little NFL action, what we signed up for here on the Sunday Audible. And interesting game, first off, for me, Raphael, is Panthers and the Cowboys. Cowboys are home. They're favored 4.5. It's a big game for Sam Darnold and the Carolina Panthers. What's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, money has been flowing in pretty much all week long with Carolina. I mean, this one opened up at 5, and I know Dallas is at home. We had to watch them beat up an ugly, horrible Eagles team on Monday night. But that's a short week now. You have to bounce back against the number one defense, especially that defensive line that Carolina has. And I know McCaffrey's out. But when is McCaffrey in? It's not like this is the first game the Panthers have ever played without McCaffrey. So
yeah.
It's not like this is the first game they have to try to bring out a brand-new offensive system for Sam Darnold because McCaffrey's out. So I like the plus points on this one, but this one's going to continue to drop. It's 4 right now. I will not be shocked if we see a 3.5 before kickoff in this game. If this one gets any lower, I mean, maybe take a little Dallas, but the first gut feeling when it was 5, when it opened up, I'm like, ooh, Carolina and that defense. I don't think Dak Prescott and that offense is going to be able to push around this Carolina defense.
John, you got this one, John? Go ahead.
I was going to ask I had another question I was going to ask Raphael now. We were talking.
Fire away.
Go ahead.
But I agree. I mean, it's not the first game. McCaffrey's been out, you know, more than enough. You know, Hubbard's stepping in. I think they're still going to be able to run the ball. So, I see that. I mean, I see that dropping like Raphael said. Raphael, what about a game like Arizona and the Rams?
This was a hard one for me as a guy that has to sit here and watch all the games and force-fed the NFL on a Sunday when I'd rather watch Venom 2 or some other movies I'm behind on. This one right here, the Rams are, to me, are the best team in football. Both sides of all, defense and offense. They're still displaying their shiny new toy and a new quarterback, and he's nothing but surprisingly been really good for them. So I'm not 100% sold on it. Arizona every year has that one game. They're like, really? They're supposed to be a playoff team? And then this could be that game. I think the Rams go and stay perfect in this one. I like the Rams tonight. And this one's a 3:05 game. This one opened up at 6, got dropped down to 4.
I was
4.
Just going
to
bring that up. Why the drop? Why the drop there? So why the money came in? The money was coming in that way?
Yeah, early money came in that way. I think it's going to stay at 4. I don't think it's going to move off there again. I think we got some buybacks early in the week. Tons of Rams money line bets have come in for the past 48 hours. So we were able to balance the books on that one. But to me, best team in football right now. So why am I going to fade them?
No, I agree. Hey, let me ask you, you just brought up a funny point. Since you're the head odds maker, you're always watching sports. Is there a day a week or a time in the day where you kind of shut off? You can shut off the sports because it's all over the, there's sports going on all over the place, whether it's preseason hockey, whether it's football, whether it's baseball now, the end of the season. Is there a day of the week or a night where you go, all right, no sports. I'm going to sit down we're going to watch a movie tonight.
If you can find me that day, please email it. But you know what? One of the days I don't watch that much sports or in the afternoon is NFL Sunday.
Oh, really?
I'll DVR all the games and record them and all that. And then at nighttime, I'll start watching them. Because you know what's my best friend when you're watching the NFL? It's the fast forward.
Yeah.
Who cares about all the laundry on the field? Who cares about fighting? Who cares about this pass was good? This one foot was in, one foot was out. I can fast forward a game and watch in like an hour and 15 minutes. I don't watch that much live football on a Sunday just because, A, I can't stand listening to again, force fed that the NFL is the greatest sport that's ever been invented, and I have to hear about it too. I mean, there's a guy playing on the field that either beat up his wife or was DUI the night before, but he gets to play on Sunday. But any other league or any other job, you're in jail. I'd rather DVR all the games and then fast forward. I'll start watching them tonight. I definitely watched the Rams game live, because I'm very curious on that one. And, of course, I'm force-fed to watch Tom Brady going back to New England. But I guarantee you I'll be watching another game while I'm watching the Tampa Bay-New England game.
Yeah, I got to be honest. We're going to get to that one in a minute. But I think the first half hour of that game is going to be huge ratings. I just don't think that's going to be a great football game. I just can't see that being a great game.
Alabama-LSU is going to be a final, 6-3.
Yeah, I think Belichick's going to keep him off the field. I think the biggest thing, and I'm going to ask you about it, is are they going to shake hands? Are they going to hug? What happens after the game? Whoever loses, then I run it off the field and avoid the other guy. We'll get to that in the props I'm going to ask you about. But another big game for me today, and I called it out as my out-on-a-limb game. I think the Eagle-Chief game is an interesting game, and from the fact Eagles stink, but the Chiefs aren't much better. They got to go to an ugly place to play. Andy Reid's health. Their defense stinks. I like the Eagles with 7 today.
I agree, but here's another one. I mean, I think Kansas City wins this game, and I think the Eagles cover. But, I mean, Eagles coming off a short week. They were embarrassed in the second half against Dallas. Thank you for that horrible second half. I was able to watch some wrestling and some clear up my DVR because I didn't watch the second half of that train wreck of a Monday night game. So, when I went back and watched them, like, they were just outplayed the whole second half. I don't know what the kind of speeches they did at halftime, or they were letting the players text and have some food or whatever. But, yeah, I'm just not sold on the Eagles, especially in how the Cowboys were able to expose them. I'm not saying the Cowboys are the best team in the NFL, but, boy, it looked like Super Bowl winners in the second half against the Eagles. That's the only thing that scares me. But I think the Eagles keep this game close, but I think Kansas City wins by, like, maybe a field goal or less.
I certainly get it with a Sunday Audible with John. Jeff took off. He had a run out today. And, of course, our good friend Rafael
is mad at me. Is Jeff mad at me?
No. If I try to explain it, he couldn't even understand it. He may be back. He may pop in any second. I don't know. Jeff is actually at work, so he has to kind of get in between assignments. So he's kind of like pop in, pop out, pop in, pop out. But he does pass on his hellos. John, you want to jump in? Got something for Rafael?
Rafael, what about a game like Pittsburgh going up to Green Bay? My Steelers, I don't even know what to say on that one. I mean, is there anything going on with that one?
I thought Big Ben coming in as skinny Ben and a nice off season and stuff like that was going to improve to him, but boy, does he look old in the pocket. You can guarantee you that this is his last year, no matter what. Even if he has a great second half, this is his last year. He just looks completely, completely old in the pocket. And the way Green Bay's been playing, like I said, week one was their preseason, week four, and they've been looking really, really good since they've been playing. I would not be shocked if Aaron Rodgers blows up this Pittsburgh team. I mean, this, I can't believe this is the last time they played each other was the Super Bowl. So it kind of blew me away when I saw that stat a couple of days ago. If this was in Pittsburgh, I think it might be a different kind of a game, but this is at Lambeau. The offensive line's been horrible for Pittsburgh. They can't run the ball. I like Green Bay in this one. I'm a little bit shocked that it's still six right now. I think this, this is an afternoon game. This one might go to 6.5. I don't see 7, but I'm a little bit shocked that Green Bay is only 6.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised myself. I thought this would be at least better than a touchdown game. I just don't see the Steelers traveling up there and playing well. I don't see any reason for it. The only thing I can think of is the people aren't sold on Green Bay at this point. I don't. That's the only thing I can think of is that they just don't have a lot of faith in the way they're playing this year.
Well, one thing you have to look at when it comes to Pittsburgh, they're one of a heavy bet team. No matter win, loser, they're like the Chicago Cubs of baseball. It doesn't matter what team you have out there. People are going to bet them just because of the history and the players they've always had. And, I mean, I've always told people they're the quietest double-digit season win team that you'll ever talk about. I mean, they'll win 10 games and you won't even hear a peep about them. So they get a lot of action no matter what they are. And, again, I can guarantee you, last time I checked, I mean, they were still getting anywhere between 60% of some of the tickets being written that was on Pittsburgh. I don't know if that's on teasers. I haven't broke that down yet, but they will begin some action on that.
John, you got something, John? You want me to go?
Oh, I thought you were going, Tommy.
No, go ahead.
No, that's interesting. I mean, and I agree with what Raphael said. I mean, they going up to Green Bay. I mean, trying to get it together. They looked bad last week. Ben looked old.
Yeah,
you know, can't protect. The receivers aren't getting open. They're not running a ball. That puts so
now
much
know,
weight on
now. I know why you have Buffalo gear on today, not Pittsburgh.
Hey, we're going to run out of time. I want to get to this. You know, I get the shakes when I get to see double digits in a pro game spread wise. But when I start to see 17.5, I can't imagine. You know, I would have loved. I love Buffalo today. I don't see Texans giving them any sort of a hassle. Well, 17.5 points scares the crap out of me. Raphael, as the head odds maker, it's not normal to have this kind of point spread in a pro football game.
No, it's not normal to open up at 16.5 and get fed up to 17.5. So it's moved a point. So, I mean, Buffalo's going to win this game. But, I mean, you know, Houston still has NFL players. They still have guys that want to complete, still have guys that may be playing for contracts, raises, whatever, get traded to a better team. I think Buffalo wins this one. If I had to bet this game, I would probably take the plus points. That maybe Buffalo wins by 14, and you still win. Well, this is one of those games. Fast forward is not only my friend; it's my best friend when I'm watching this game. So Buffalo wins this one. And like I said, there's not that much action to take on this one. I don't even like the total. I mean, the total is pretty much dead on. Opened up at 48, still 47.5. So we haven't gotten that much action on the total as well, but. Buffalo wins this one. Now do they cover? I think that's the question.
Yeah, I think, John, you know, what scares me in a game like this, Buffalo could be 24-0 right to the end, take the foot off the gas for one drive, and they sneak a touchdown in, or, you know, and next thing you know, you lost by half a point. So these 17.5 point games, unless they're in college, where you know they're playing right through the end of the game, I'm not touching a game like this, John.
I wouldn't either, Tommy, and I agree with Raphael. I mean, Buffalo wins it, but it could be another one, 24-0 at halftime, and they really let it up, and get up, you know, 31-7 or whatever, you know, and then see them tack it on in the end, bench Josh Allen and the rest of the stars. I mean, it could be.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's a tough one. But let's get to the Sunday night game, which has got to be the most hype game. And have you guys seen the video? I think it's NBC's been playing. The slow montage of Belichick and Brady. You guys watch that cringe-worthy?
Yes.
I can't even imagine that somebody said, that's a good idea. That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I wish this game was like the first game, like the noon game. So we can just get this game over with.
Yes.
I mean, like, 7:20 game. I mean, I'm sure the Buffalo-Houston game will probably talk more about the Tampa Bay-New England game than the game that they're presenting themselves more. So I guess that maybe I'm glad that this is week four that they're playing this game and not like a playoff game or a wild card Saturday game or something. So, I don't think the hype is going to be there. I mean, we could see weather. They're expecting some rain, so that might affect the score. I mean, what if Tom Brady gets hurt like the first snap of the game?
To me, the whole part of this game, and again, when I analyze it, you know, Tampa's coming off of a bad loss. They got embarrassed on national TV to the Rams. Brady's going home, so you know he's going to want to be hyped up. Belichick's hyped up. I just can't see that the New England staying in this game if Brady's healthy. And I know they're missing Gronk, but you know this should be a blowout in my opinion. The big thing for me is the first half hour. Do they hug? Do they shake hands? Is there any kind of talk between the two of them? How do the fans react to Brady? I'm sure he's going to get a nice ovation. And then once the game starts, I think that's the whole thing for me, Raphael, in the first half hour. After that, I'm not expecting much.
I don't think they'll acknowledge each other in the first half. Normally you don't. Normally the head coaches are not out there during when the players are warming up and stuff like that. So I think at the end of the game is when the fireworks and when all my prop bets start going to action because I have Will Tom Brady hug or handshake hug or kiss Bill Belichick, stuff like that. So that's when all the prop bets that I have to start creating go into action. But I would be shocked. I mean, don't forget, he's going to break the all-time passing record today.
Yeah.
So we have who's going to catch that pass.
Yes.
Goodwin, Evans, I think they're the top two right now. So we have interesting prop bets. How many will Brady's wife be showing on TV? I mean, you name it. Is Belichick going to have a hoodie on, non-hoodie? Yes. Again, this game made me do a lot of useless stuff I had to do for prop bets.
Yeah, but I tell you the truth, I think for me, the only thing to see at the end of this game is whoever loses, and they've both had this, you know, do they find each other after the game when it's over, or does that guy just take off, the loser just take off and avoid the other guy? I think that's, to me, that's the only thing interesting about that. I love New England, and I'm a Tom Brady fan, so I'm going to watch the game, but I just don't think New England's good enough to hang around in this game late. I'd be shocked unless Belichick comes up with the Super Bowl 25 game plan.
My prediction is, again, Alabama LSU type game 6-3 or 24-24 tie.
That would be interesting. There's a bet for you. There's a bet. Hey, Raphael, I'm last one for me before I let you know. I don't know if John's got anything else, but I want to just a little baseball. Today, very big.
Oh, this is a great day for baseball. Four away.
Yeah. I mean, give me a little something on the wild card in the AL.
It's going to be interesting. Red Sox winning yesterday when they easily could have blown that game. They were up 1-0, and they got tied, and Washington had bases loaded. They don't score. I mean, 5-1, Red Sox is winning, and then Washington scored two runs late, and they only won 5-3. I think that win right there, I think the Yankees and Red Sox both win today, and Seattle's outside looking in. But if one of those teams does a hiccup today, boy, Blue Jays-Seattle game is going to be very interesting. I was really hoping to see Seattle. And they're a fun team to watch, even though I don't think they had the pitching to make a long run in the playoffs. But I was really rooting for Seattle. Toronto would have been a fun thing to see in the playoffs again. But then I always have to say, well, how many times do we have to see the Joe Carter home run if the Blue Jays win the playoffs?
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of happy we didn't see that. But I think it's going to be New York and Boston.
Yeah, I think. I would think that if you're whoever's covering, I don't know if it's Fox or Turner, who's got the wild card game, but I think everybody would be huge for a game like that. And listen, as a Yankee fan, I will tell you, it's been two disappointing evenings. Yesterday, I couldn't even watch. I turned it on, and it was 7-1, and that was the end of it for me. So big day today for baseball. I will have an eye on baseball while I'm watching my Giants run down to New Orleans and maybe crap the bed again.
I already told you my Super Bowl, my World Series prediction. You know, I'm a diehard Cub fan. It's going to be Yankees and Giants. So I have to see Rizzo versus Chris Bryant playing the World Series, and one of them gets another World Series ring and breaks my heart.
If you're a Cubs fan, you're probably right. John, you got anything else for Raphael before we let him go?
Raphael, right now, how about Super Bowl? What's the money going on in a Super Bowl right now?
It's all Rams.
It's early in the season. It's crazy.
All Rams. Surprisingly, Raider action's coming in. I think that might change on Monday night with the Chargers game. That's a great West Coast Monday night game. But right now, it's just pretty much it's Tampa Bay, of course, because we had all that Tampa Bay money all summer long. But Rams money coming in. And Green Bay money starting to come in, like I said. I think preseason week 4/NFL week 1 for them. I think this is the real Green Bay team we're probably going to see all season long. So if that's the case, then those cheeseheads love to bet the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC and Super Bowl. So I would not be shocked if those ticket counts start rising. But right now it's between Tampa Tom and the Rams.
It's interesting because, you know, you could point that you just pointed to a bunch of teams in the NFC. Who is really the best team in the AFC right now? I mean, who is the best? Is it, you know, 3-0 Vegas, 3-0 Denver? No, I'm not buying into that. Cincinnati's 3-1. Is it Buffalo? Rafael, who's the best team in the AFC right now?
All summer long, money came in on Buffalo. Don't sleep on Teddy Two Gloves. That Denver defense has been really, really, really good. And all Bridgewater needs to do is play with what the Baltimore Ravens do when they win the Super Bowl. Don't make mistakes. Hand the ball off and let your defense win the game. I will not sleep on Teddy Two Gloves, Denver's defense. Von Miller, people forgot he didn't play all last season.
Yeah.
He sat around and rested up. He's been playing phenomenal. That's the Denver defense. But right now, most of the tickets are for AFC is on Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a big game today. Baltimore traveling out to Denver and with a little bit of a limited or questionable Lamar Jackson. So that's an interesting game to watch. If Denver wins this game today, I think that'll give them a lot of confidence, and I think it'll raise their awareness. Right now, they beat 3-0-9 teams, you know, teams that are 0-9. So that's a big game today.
I agree. We're going to see what type of Denver team. Granted, Lamar Jackson's not 100%, but it's still a team that likes to run the ball.
Yep.
They have athletes on offense, and that D-line as well for Baltimore is always ready to play.
Well, we'll see what happens. But, Rafael, listen, I know you got a busy day DVRing things and maybe catching up on wrestling. So good luck. Have some fun. And we'll see you right back here next Sunday. Good. Enjoy your week.
I'm going to try to squeeze in Venom, too, because I got to grade some prop bets that I did. I have not graded those prop bets yet. So I'm going to try to squeeze in that today.
Well, enjoy Venom, too, my friend.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. See you next week. That's Rafael Esparza. Make sure you go to mybookie.ag.com and place your bets there. And have some fun with it. Again, Sunday Audible, John Marefka, Tom Florio. We're finishing up the last half hour of the show. We're going to go through all the games of the day. I love that segment. I have a lot of fun with that segment.
Yeah, it's great insight too, Tommy. I mean, he really brings it. He brings a lot of enthusiasm and he knows his stuff. And that's great to have that side of it.
Yeah, listen, I wish I had a job where all day long I had to follow sports. I mean, it's a dream, you know. All day long you have to sit there and watch. Now, again, he gets into the weeds on some of the things he has to follow, but I will tell you that I guess it. You know, but again, like I asked him, when do you have time to just sit down and watch a movie? You're always keeping up on who's playing and who. I guess it would be early in the morning, but I mean, there's soccer going on across the pond, as they say, with the time difference. So, but that's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. Hey, Nancy, happy Sunday to you, and I hope everybody's out there getting ready for a big Sunday football. The sun just popped out here in the New York, New Jersey area. So a nice, crisp, clear day here in football land. And I hope you guys are enjoying the Sunday Audible. We'll be here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m., trying to give you a little bit of a different take on some of these games, especially when Jeff's offering his view because it comes from left field through somewhere. And sometimes it hits its point, but he's usually pretty good. But anyway, John, let's run through today's games. Let's have a little fun with that. We'll do it straight up. We only got about 32 minutes left, so I want to hit it quick and get through all of them. We'll try to get to our fantasy, and then, of course, we'll get our best bets out there for you guys as well. So, John, let's run through first. Saints and the Giants, 8 points. Saints, first game at home. Tough place to play, John. So I'm going to take the Giants in this one, but with the 8, I'm still not sure when my Giants will win a game. I don't know if it's going to be today. It's a tough environment, and they don't play well down there. But I do like the Giants with the 8 points, and the fact that it seems like Sean Payton has completely changed the way he's coaching with Jameis Winston, who has not thrown over 150 yards. I like the Giants, but I'm not sure I like them to win.
I'm with you on that, Tom. I'll take them with the 8 points. I mean, you know, New York has to win something here. They got to come in strong and at least show something in this game. I mean, they've had You know, I never thought they'd be 0-3 right now.
Yeah, you and me both.
Personally.
Yeah.
You know, going up to New Orleans. And another thing, too, back in the Dome, again, that
yeah.
place is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I could see them keeping it close, but I'm going to take the Saints in this one, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's an interesting bet. And again, the proper one, probably. I just think I think it's 7.5 or 8. So, but I think the Giants will keep it close. They haven't really been blown up the last couple weeks and just kill me stuff. Next game I got up, John, Titans at home, giving 7 to the Jets. I know this is your out on a limb game here, but you know, I took the Titans in this one. I just don't see the Jets. I don't see them getting blown out. I don't see them keeping it that close. I think that they'll be a cover. This may be a 10-point game. I think just too much Derrick Henry and too many injuries on the Jets receiving core, and their best player on defense is out. So I'm taking the Titans in this one, given 7.
Boy, it's really a battle of injury-riddled teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You know, the whole receiving core for the Titans is out.
Yep.
You know, I could see this being, 21-14 maybe, but I think Derrick Henry has a big game, just like everybody's saying, but if I was the Jets, I'd put 11 in a box and just say, you know, go at it. That's really all you could do here.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly on that one. Yeah, good game. I tried to watch last week's game. It was brutal. I'm only hoping that the Jets somehow find a way to at least be unboring.
Like I said, I think Wilson's gonna have a decent game today. You know, I said 302 TDs, so that's really out on a limb, but you never know. I mean, the way the Titans defense plays, and with the injuries that they have, and I think Tennessee wins it. I think it's going to be closer, though. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Yep, I would agree. Let's move on. We got Washington heading down to Atlanta. Two pedestrian teams, Falcons coming off a win on the Giants, didn't play exceptionally well, have not had a breakout game offensively, and the Washington defense has been lackluster, to say the least. So I've gone back and forth on this three times, and I'm hedging myself on it now. I'm going to take the Falcons. I'm going to change my board. I'm going to take the Falcons in a very close game today. I think defense travels well, but I don't see there's no offense on the Washington side. So I'm going to take the Falcons getting a 1.5 at home.
I agree with you on this, Tommy. There's got to be a week where the Atlanta offense actually gets it together a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think this could be it. I mean, the Washington defensive line, you know, we don't know what's going on there. I mean, we thought that was going to be a juggernaut, but I'm with you on that. I think Atlanta wins it. I think it'll be close. I think it's going to be kind of like a slow game.
I would agree.
That's what I see out of this.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. The weirdest game of the day for me, I mean, the Texans with Tyrod Taylor, I would like this better. Davis Mills, I can't take it. I'm 17.5 points, a lot of points, but it's in Buffalo. The Texans haven't showed me anything. Didn't show me anything last week. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to give the points up from Buffalo. I think Buffalo wins this game easy. It just easily could be a 30-7, 28-7 game. Maybe Texans get a late touchdown. I'm taking Buffalo in honor of your hat.
Absolutely. Rookie quarterback going up there against Buffalo. I mean, I think Buffalo not only wins it, but puts it away early. I think you hit it earlier with Rafael. They're going to put it away. They're going to be able to run the ball, too. Run the ball. Allen has a big game early. And then, I can't see, Texas going up there.
Yeah, I think
maybe
this,
they put an effort in, but who knows?
Yeah, I think this game's well over by halftime. I just can't find a reason to take the Texans in this one. Like I said, I'm going to go Buffalo. I think Buffalo's going to put a stamp game. Kind of tell people that they're here and they're not, an up and down team. So I like Buffalo today. Listen, old school game, Bears at home to the Lions. Like I said, off of what I saw last week, I can't possibly take the Bears. I don't see anything. And I've seen three decent weeks from the Lions. I know the first game was in garbage time, but the last 2 weeks, and especially last week's game, you could have seen the Lions coming out of there with a win. I think Goff's played played okay, and the defense is inspiring. So I'm taking the Lions on the road. getting three today to the Bears.
And they're playing with a lot of heart too, Tommy. You know, I think I think that's a, I mean, that's the best 0-3 team in the league by far.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There's so many things going wrong up at Chicago right now. I mean, Justin Fields and Nagy and, you know, and the team looking to move out of the city. You know, I think Detroit goes in and takes this one. I think you're going to see, like, you know, you're going to see Detroit on the rise right now. I think they're due. They should have won last week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this isn't the normal Detroit team we've seen the last 5 or 10 years. I think this team's got some heart. I think that guy's got them at least buying into what he's selling. So I think they're going to be competitive. Will they be 500 team or better? No, I don't think so. But I think this team is going to be competitive. And, you know, they need to be smart the next couple of years and rebuild the team. But I like the way they're playing. And I'd be shocked if they lose this game. I really would be. I to me, this is one of my best bets of the week. I can't imagine them losing. Let's move on to the Browns on the road to Minnesota, giving a 1.5. A little surprised that the Browns were favored in this game. I have to be honest with you. I would have thought this was a 3-point game. Well, with Minnesota favored, they're coming off a big win last week. They're at home again. Baker Mayfield, I think, still nursing a little bit of a bad shoulder. Having said all that, I think the Browns will let that Minnesota lets down. I'm taking the Browns in this one, giving 1.5.
I'm on the opposite, Tommy. I'm going with Minnesota. I think Minnesota, you know, last week they looked great, especially offensively. They're protecting Kirk Cousins, which is huge for them. I'm not sure if Dalvin Cook. I think he's still questionable, but
yeah.
Madison's been, you know, fantastic. I mean, he's one of the best backups in the league right now. So if you're going to have a guy go out, you know, he's a great, you know, substitute for Cook. I think it's going to be, Cleveland's going to have to score points in this. I mean, at home, it's a big game too for Minnesota to get, you know, the season back on track and show what they're really about. I think Minnesota wins this.
Yeah, you go either way in this one. I expect the one thing I think puts this game above right now. Yes, and Cook's questionable. Anthony Barr's questionable. But Kirk Cousins' play is not. He's been playing lights out, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, a great QBR rating. So you're right. I think this is a letdown game for Minnesota, and I think the Browns have to go out and win this game. They got to keep pace in that division. I think they got to go out and win this game today. Well, we'll see how that's an interesting game. To me, another good game. I mean, I'm obviously rooting for the Panthers. But I'm going to go out. I'm going to change my pick. I was going to take the Cowboys today, but at 4.5 points, I'm taking the Panthers. I think this is going to be a close game. Dallas could win this one, but this is definitely under 3-point win. I'd be shocked if this was a blowout in any direction. And I think the Panthers D is really good, and their offense is good enough. And the Cowboys D, I know they had a great week last week, but I'm not a big believer. So I'm taking the Panthers today. I'm going to change my bet from last night. I'm taking the Panthers getting 4.5 in Dallas.
That's another tough one, Tommy. There's a lot of tough games this week.
There is, yeah. The parity's killing this league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Panthers, you know, they've looked great, you know, defensively especially. I think Darnold, you know, he's doing what he needs to do. He's not turning the ball over as much. He's,
yeah.
You know, he's keeping them in games. And, you know, defense is strong. It's tough to go up to Dallas, though. I mean, I think I know it's 4 points. I think Dallas ekes this one out. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Dallas at home, but I think Carolina's going to show us that they're the real deal today.
I agree with that. I think that even in a loss, if they keep this close, they're in the conversation for the playoffs. I think it keeps them in there. They can't go out and get blown out. If they get blown out, then you're going to look at their early schedule and say, who did they beat? So this is a big game for Carolina, more so than the Cowboys. But I think this actually could be a very good football game. If this game is on in your area, this may be a good one to watch.
You know what I think, too, on this, Tommy? I think it's really, you know, it's going to be the season, really. You're going to tell what team is really where they're at as far as their record. I mean, I think Dallas, you know, they got it together the last couple of weeks. They look good.
Uh-huh.
Dak Prescott, you know, obviously. But like you said, the defense.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where Carolina, you know, has the edge right there. I think it's going to be close. I think the only reason I'm taking Dallas is they're at home.
Yep.
But I think,
point.
you know, you could go either way on this one.
Yeah, I think the thing, somebody said it this week. I'm not making this one up. I read this, and they said that Mike McCarthy may be the worst coach of a good football team in the league right now, and I don't disagree. I think he's a terrible coach, I think that there's going to be one of those weeks where they get smacked in the mouth, and this could be it. You know, I really do. They get the Giants next week. You know, they're coming off that really good win against Philly, where they dominated the second half. You know, be careful today. Don't fall asleep on the Panthers today. I really believe that they're going to go in there and give them everything they can. And it would not shock me. I got to be honest with you. If you ask me in this game, if one team could slap the other one around, I really believe that Panther D and a surprising Sam Darnold could smack the Cowboys in the mouth a little bit today. So it's going to be an interesting game. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. John, let's move on to the Dolphins at home to the Colts. This was a tough game for me. Wentz got two bad ankles. I'm not high on either team. Jacoby Brissett had a nice week last week. They fell just short. I'm taking Miami only because they're home. I got 2 points. I'll take Miami in this game. But to me, this is one of those games where, you know, you're going to catch the highlights. Nobody's turning this one on.
I agree with this one, Tommy. I thought, you know, Brissett playing his old team against his old team today. You know, I think he has something to prove. I think, but also you said, you know, between that and playing at home, Miami's a good team. I mean, Miami is one of those teams where they're in every game. They're competitive. They play tough. You know, I think you're starting to see the, you know, that team turn around. I mean, they're starting to see that they can win. And they believe it. So I'm going to take Miami in this one as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, Miami may look back 2 or 3 years from now, John, and realize that they didn't have a better team. And this may be a season that they could have fought for the division, because Buffalo might not be the team we all thought they are. It's early. But they may look back at their quarterback choice and say, we kind of blew it. And that might be something 2 or 3 years from now, because you're right, they are a good team. I like their coach. But they may be just short a quarterback right now.
I think you nailed it, Tommy. I think you nailed it. We just, time will tell, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting game. This is an interesting game from a standpoint. I want to see what the Chiefs are. Chiefs at the Eagles. I said it before the season, you know, no slight to Patrick Mahomes. He may be at the top quarterback in the league. I'm not sure. How depends how you look at it. But I think that team coming off the Super Bowl loss, the offensive line is not fixed. You know, yeah, they got the three-headed monster with him and Tariq Hill and Kelsey. But that defense is atrocious. Frank Clark is questionable. I'm going to take the Eagles to cover. I think the Chiefs will find a way to win this game. But I like the Eagles to cover. But it is on my out-of-the-limb game. So, you know, I will not be surprised if the Eagles find a way to win this game coming off a really bad loss to the Cowboys.
I think if there's a defense that, you know, that Jalen Hurts can recover against, and I think it's Kansas City for sure.
Yeah.
You know, they give up a lot of points, you know, like I said, especially in the red zone. You know, I think it's going to be, you know, fairly high scoring.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kansas City does eke it out. I think you're going to see more of Tyreek Hill in this game. Last 2 weeks he's been flat, and I'm hoping he does because I got him on my fantasy team. But I think that's one thing it has been missing, though. They've taken him the last two games. He's been taken out. You know, they haven't had that big play threat. They've forced Mahomes to stay underneath with things, and I don't think that's their game. I think they need to be explosive, and I think you'll see that today.
All right, that's a good pick. The game, this could be the game of the day easily. I know it's not the most hyped game of the day, but this could easily be the game of the day. Rams at home to the Cardinals. You know, the Rams coming off a big win, could be a letdown day. I could see the Cardinals sneaking in here and snatching this game. It would not shock me, but I will take the Rams giving 4 at home to the Cards. And I think Matthew Stafford has another big win, another big week.
I agree with you on that, Tommy. I actually think this should be the primetime game.
Oh, yeah.
New England and Tampa, I don't understand.
Well, it's not about the game. You know why it's not.
Exactly.
It's not about the game. It's about the hype. So, yeah, that's why,
that's
John.
It.
Yeah.
That's
so.
It.
But, yeah.
I'm with you on this. I think the Rams have the best defense, and I think that's really what wins this. I think, you know, Kyler Murray just makes plays. I think that's what keeps Arizona. Arizona, you know, like I said in the beginning of the season, was my sleeper pick for this year. I think it's a good team. I think those guys play well together.
Mm-hmm.
They never give up. You know, and that's one thing I like to see. I think Kyler Murray's an excellent player. I mean, the guy's a great athlete. I think going up there though, you're playing in SoCal again. You know, mm-hmm. I think Matt Stafford. I've always liked Matt Stafford. I thought he was on a bad team that just couldn't play defense. You know, they didn't give him enough to win and do what he needed to do. I think the Rams have that. I think McVay has a good game plan, especially defensively against Arizona. I think it's going to be a good game, though, but I'm going to take the Rams, too, at home.
Okay, that's a good one. A game that I'm not sure how to play out. 49ers on the road in Seattle. Seattle coming off a very bad loss last week in Minnesota. I don't like either team here. I'm probably going to stick with the Seahawks. I think the Niners could absolutely win this game. I'll take Seattle only because I think Russell Wilson's playing at a high level. So I'm going to take I'm taking Seattle getting 3 points at home. Surprisingly, getting 3 points at home, which tells you a lot. You know, to ever think that Seattle's going to be a home dog, it tells you a lot about that where that team is right now. I'll stick with them and I'll take Seattle getting 3 at home.
I think so, and I think it's because of Russell Wilson and the offense.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give up points, but at home, you know, playing up there, it's a tough environment. So I'll take Seattle with 3 definitely. There's no doubt.
Yep, good game. Let's move on to the Broncos at home with the Ravens. An interesting football game. I think this will tell us a lot to me. Now I'm not a huge Raven fan, John, but I think it's a good opponent. Probably the first real test of the Denver Broncos at home. Lamar's a little questionable with a bad back, so we'll see how that plays out. I'm gonna take. I had it last night. I'm gonna stay with what I had. I think the Broncos are a little overrated. I think the Ravens go up there, find a way to win, and I'm gonna take the Ravens on the road, getting 1 point.
I'm gonna go out on a limb on this one. I'm gonna take Denver.
I think
Denver will have an answer for Lamar. I think it's one of those things where if you can contain him and make him win, you know, sitting in the pocket and, having to throw the ball, you know, with the way their running game has been decimated, you know, last week, you know, obviously they eked that one out on a very questionable ending,
uh-huh.
in my opinion. Although it was a great kick, you know, to see something like that happen, NFL history is awesome, but. You know, I'm going to take Denver. I mean, it's tough to go up to Mile High and play in that environment and that, in that altitude.
Yeah.
I think the defense, you know, comes out and wins it. I think it's going to be it's a test for both teams, and we'll see what both teams are really about.
I agree.
I'm going to take Denver up there.
That's great. Yeah, Baltimore's got to keep pace. Cincinnati is winning games, and, of course, the Browns. So, it's turning into a tough division. We'll see a lot. But this game also will tell me something today, too, John, and this is your one. Packers at home, 6.5 only, or 7. It might have moved up this morning to the Steelers. I just can't for the life of me find a reason to pick the Steelers in this game. I love Green Bay from the sense when I was a kid. My father got me into the Green Bay Packers with Vince Lombardi. I hate Aaron Rodgers, so I try to root against them right now, but I just can't find a way to pick the Steelers. So I'm going to take Green Bay at home, giving away 7 points to the Steelers. I got no choice.
Yeah, after what I've seen the last 2 weeks out of Pittsburgh, you know, I love them, and those guys are always my boys, you know. But going up to Green Bay, I mean, that's really a tough place to get back on track in the way they've looked. I think they're going to look better today, you know, because you're getting, you know, Watt back and Highsmith. I think you're going to see a better defensive performance. But, you know, if you don't put pressure on Rodgers and you let Aaron Jones run all over you and open up, you know, Devontae Adams and Tonyan at that tight end. It's a tough game for Pittsburgh to go up there. I'm taking Green Bay on this.
Yep, I feel the same. I got no choice on this one. The Sunday night game, John, obviously it's interesting. For me, only from the standpoint of the hype of the game. You're right. The Rams-Cardinal game should be the Sunday night game of the week. If there was if you're looking to spotlight a game each week, which I always think that the NFL should almost have it to a certain point where you can – I know they do it late in the season where you can flex games in. But to me, the way the season's unfolding right now, this game, while it's big based on the off-the-field stuff, I just you know, I after last week's performance to the Saints, you know, unless Bill Belichick's going back to Super Bowl 25 and pulling out the old game plan, you know, but then again, he doesn't have LT and Carl Banks and Leonard Marshall. I can't see it. I'm taking the Bucs with 7. I don't think it's a blowout, but I think it's 10 points or better. I think Tampa Bay's just too good.
I agree, Tommy. And I think after a loss, I mean, if Tampa Bay would have won last week, then I might think it would be a little closer. but Brady's got, you know, he's going up there to prove himself. You know, and I think even without Gronk, there's too many weapons there. I think the only way that New England could even keep this close, I think, is if they get some turnovers.
Yes.
And, you know, they're able to keep the ball out of Brady's hands, which I don't think they'll be able to.
Yeah, James White's out tonight. I mean, where do they run the ball with? That was my thought, too. Again, go back to Super Bowl 25. Keep the other team off the field. Hit them as much as you can. And, yeah, run the ball and have 8-9-minute drives. And that's how they're built. But they don't have the weapons right now. And yeah, John, this is a tough game for me to figure. I'm going to watch it because it's the game of the week as far as I'm concerned. So, but yeah, I can't see this game being that interesting a game. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tommy. I think the first half hour,
yeah,
you know, tells the tale. I think it's going to be. It might be close in the first half, but I think New England wins or Tampa wins by double digits, easy.
Yeah, I feel the same way as you do. It's a tough game. Another good game, which, you know, a year ago might not have been a good game, but I think this is a fun game on Monday night and maybe the first one in a while. Chargers at home to the Raiders. You know, we said it before, Vegas and L.A., it's kind of weird putting this as an old AFL tilt, if any of you people out there remember the AFL and where these teams all started. But, you know, this is a telling game. You know, to me, if you're the Raiders and you're for real, while I think Justin Herbert's having a great season, this is not a great Los Angeles Chargers team. If you're Vegas, go there and win this game. You know, now you'll show me something. This is a big game. If you get blown out to the Chargers tonight, it kind of makes it step back a little bit. And the same thing for the Chargers. I think it's a statement game. You're 2-1 in the division. Go out and put your stamp on this game. I am going to take the Chargers. I think, you know, all things being equal, I think the home team's got the advantage in this one. I'll take the Chargers, giving away 3 points.
I agree with you, Tommy. I'm going to take them as well. I mean, in L.A., you know, a divisional game, I think both teams are solid teams. But I haven't seen, you know, them defensively, you know, totally take a game over. And I think that's where the difference is going to be. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this one. I think Justin Herbert right now is like I said, one of the up-and-coming quarterbacks. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be, you know, like I said, an old AFL shootout. You know,
yeah.
I think it's going to be entertaining. But I'll take the home team definitely in L.A.
Yeah, I do, John. I think it's going to be a fun game, and it's weird. You know, it's been a while since the Raiders were really relevant. Maybe the Chargers as well. But they have a good team up there. You know, there's no doubt. I mean, maybe a little question on the defense for me. But this is a good football team, and it should be a good game. And, again, it's an interesting week in the NFL, Joe. We talk about it every week, but the NFL wanted parity, and they're getting it. I mean, there's a lot of games in there. There's not a lot of teams running away with these. You know, again, we talked about the Rams. We talked about the Bucks. You know, we've talked about some teams in the NFC. But at this point, I can't give you a clear-cut favorite in the AFC, you know, so – I think it's starting to mix, but am I buying it to Cincinnati? No, I'm not buying it to Cincinnati yet. Buffalo hasn't done enough yet. You know, I'm not buying it to Vegas yet. So, John, I mean, the AFC is an open seven teams running for the playoffs, and to me, there's a lot of teams in the running.
I'll tell you what, Tommy, I don't see any AFC favorite coming up until at least midseason.
Yeah,
if not 3/4 of the way, because you know everybody's so tight. You know, and then it comes down to injuries, too. I mean, we still haven't seen any of that yet, anything, I mean, completely major yet.
Well,
and, that always tells us.
Yeah, I mean, look at Tennessee. Tennessee could, you know, this is a spot in the season where Tennessee could start to gain a little momentum. Jones is out. You know, Caleb Farley's been out for most of the season. You know, they've got some injuries there. I mean, Gronk's out for Tampa, which I think would have been a huge thing. I was going to take Gronk in my prop bet tonight to catch the touchdown, because you figured Brady's going to want to get that, you know, give it to Gronk, and, you know, he's out for a few weeks. And then, you know, who would have thought that Gronk would have been top of the league catching touchdown passes, you know, at this point? So, right. Yeah, injuries are starting to take a toll. I mean, you know, there are quarterbacks that are out now. Tua's been out. Dalton's not playing. It, you know, Carson Wentz. So you're right, John. I think it'll be midseason or better before we get a clear-cut favorite in the AFC, if we even get one. I mean, you know what? There's a lot of parity in the AFC, good or bad. I mean, Kansas City's not done yet. They get a win today. They're 500, you know, 2-2. You know, there's a long way to go.
And really, Tommy, it's a, you know, the NFL wanted to make this league, you know, tight, you know, and you see the parity, but they always, you know, they're siding it for the entertainment value with the offenses.
Sure.
So really, I mean, you know, defensively, I mean, who do you look at? I think the Rams right now are the most complete team, like Raphael said.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, I wouldn't want to have to play those guys, you know, in the playoffs up there.
Yeah.
You know, I really think that they're gonna show a lot if they stay healthy. You know, so you see those guys as a favorite. But like you said, the AFC, I mean, it's a toss-up. I still think Buffalo is the best team in the AFC, but, you know, there's a lot of them, you know, that you could state a case for right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we're going to pay attention to defenses, you brought up a good one in Denver. I think Carolina, you know, there's some defenses that, you know, again, while the offenses definitely are which way the NFL wants to go, when you get to the playoffs, teams play differently, and it's more run the ball, you know, try to be a little more cautious, play defense. So I like to watch these defenses. Again, that's why I think this Carolina game is such a huge game today for them. You know, go out there, and even if you lose, you know, put a statement game out there, score some points, you know, keep it down to the wire. And I think, you know, you get McCaffrey back in a couple weeks. You know, I think this is a big game for them. And but yeah, again, I was going through it last night, and I just couldn't come up with a clear cut favorite. I'm not on Denver's bandwagon yet. Win today, I'll get a little closer. Vegas, same thing. I'm not on the bandwagon yet. Buffalo needs to do more. Tennessee's injuries. You know, playing the Jets. If they win, who cares? So we'll see. It's going to start taking shape, John. It's the quarter poll.
It's crazy, Tommy. And Christy's in a suicide poll. So she was asking me what team to take today, and I looked down at the schedule and I said, look, this might be one of those weeks where you might have to take a contender.
Yeah.
And we ended up taking Buffalo because,
yeah,
I mean, who else do you take?
Yeah. Again, I snuck in with Cincinnati and I was holding my breath to the last minute. And but you're right. This is a week where you got to kind of go contender and find the easy mark just to stay in it because, you know, I mean, you could go Tennessee today. I mean, with the Jets, you know, is that a lock? It's not. There are no locks today. Is Kansas City a lock in Philly? No. I think the one lock you got is, you know, could Buffalo spit the bit and win by six or three? Sure, but there's no way in the world I see them losing that game at home to Texans. So good call on your part. Keep Chrissy in a little bit longer. You know, you don't want to be the guy who makes the pick for her and she gets knocked out, John.
That's it.
You know, dinner is Domino's pizza when you walk in the door on Monday night. You know, it's not good.
That's it. So, I said, yeah, that's a safe bet right there. That's the safest this week that I could see.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everything else is, you know, again, there's some good games with the Chargers and Raiders, Broncos, Ravens. You know, there's some good football games in it, but there aren't a lot of where you go, that's a win. I mean, even Chicago and the Lions. I mean, 0-3 Lions, you'd think, okay, Chicago's a safe bet. You know, to me, it's the complete opposite. So, now listen, it's going to be a good football day. It's a beautiful weather. I'm going to run out to with my wife now, pick up some grub for the day. I'm going to put up a pot of sauce for the day, have some fun with that, sit back and relax and enjoy a football Sunday, which I hope you all do.
Oh, I know I will, absolutely. And we're doing the same thing. We're going out to get some grub first and then come back for the games. And we got a 4:25 start today, but I'll be on the red zone today.
There you go. Get on early. So, again, guys, I am so happy that people are paying attention to us. Please tell all your friends about us. A football fan, come here first on Sunday mornings. Get listen to what John and Jeff and I have to say, and then you go watch the other games. But we're going to be here every Sunday. We do our thing. We have some fun. We bring in our sports people. We got some celebrities coming up, and we'll be here every Sunday right through the Super Bowl and the week after where we break it down. But for this week, I'll start the thank yous. I want to thank my two co-hosts, Mr. John Marhefker and Jeff. For having 2 hours of fun with me today. I love doing this with those guys. Thanks to Rafael Esparza, the head odds maker over at mybookie.ag.com. Thanks to everybody on Facebook who shared the show for us. who popped up on here and said hello. So thank you to all of you guys. And, you know, again, I hope you guys enjoy your day. John, I'll give you the final word.
I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. We have a great show. It's a lot of fun. Tommy, Jeff, Raphael brings some great insight. And thanks for everybody for listening in and spreading the word because, you know, this show's about football. We're fans. We love it. And thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, we'll be back here every Sunday morning from 9 to 11. So, guys, you get in there, get your paper, get your breakfast, and tune on to the Sunday Audible, and we'll give you we do that. And stay tuned to our Facebook page. I'm going to talk to John about some celebrities I want to get on in the next couple of weeks. We'll start building that up. And if you guys have any ideas, shoot them our way. We love to hear them. So, again, for Jeff Nowinski, John Marhafka, myself, and everybody hit the Sunday Audible. Enjoy your football Sunday. Enjoy your week. And we'll see you right back here next Sunday on the Sunday Audible. Johnny boy, enjoy the day. Have a great day, pal.
You too, Tommy. Enjoy it.
All right, guys. Everybody have a nice day. We are out and done. Johnny boy, good job, man.
Oh, you too, Tommy. Great show.
Yeah, this is
you just... know how much I think of you, man. I think you carry the show so well, smooth. Smooth as glass, man.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say it's easy. I gotta say it's easy because most of the time I know what you're thinking, and I always know what Jeff's thinking. So it's a lot of fun that way. We gotta come up with a little bit of a signal on when you want to jump in, like the interviews. Like I don't mind carrying the Raphael stuff, but I want you to jump in. Like I don't want to be the guy who carries those interviews. Like to me, it's the team. So you know, we got to come up with either eye contact or a wave or some way that where you're gonna jump in or you're taking over or. You want me to keep going. You know, Jeff and I usually do it either by texts or sometimes we use the private chat, but then the guests can see the private chat as well.
What I was thinking, Tommy, is maybe bring in some – I'm going to try to put some, you know, little like teaser clips together, like when we're doing different segments.
Yep.
And have them flash up on the screen and send it to you. That way we can convert over and then go. But I thought the Out on a Limb was good. I like to see some fans come in and do that, but – I think it's cool to really go out there and just see what we could come up with and have some fun with it.
Absolutely, I'm gonna reach out to. So next week you got Jets and Giants and Cowboys. So I was thinking either ask Dougie or I was gonna ask Sean McKenna because I know Sean's kind of a quasi Giant fan. I told him I wanted to have him on, so I want to get one of those guys next week. Lou DiBella, I think I'm gonna get the. I'd like to get the week after. I want to get Westlake after that. So I'm gonna start sending out invites to these guys and breaking their balls to come on. So I like to do them right after Raphael. We'll come in that. And then whoever it is, we'll get their team first up right after Raphael. And we'll let them break down their team's game in 5 minutes. That's it. And then we go to the rest of the league, you know, that type of thing, if you're up on that.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's fun. You start bringing people in, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're bringing people along with them. Every time you bring in a person to the show, they usually drag in a few people with them.
That's it. I mean, we just need to keep – we're building slow and steady. I keep seeing, you know, people liking the show. You know, we just want to make sure that they're tuning in.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe when we get the merchandise, you know, rolling, I'm trying to get a sample with the T-shirt because I got a new T-shirt company I'm working with.
Yeah.
You know, for RFL. So that's been in the works. I'm working on that shop to get it up. But, you know, maybe do some giveaways and – Just some things to bring people in.
Yeah, I think once you get into the colder weather now, you're going to start seeing people staying out. Like right now, it's nice weather. People darting out the door. They're doing their thing on Sunday mornings. They're not necessarily completely football. You know, they're not on their social media pages. So I think we're going to catch it a little bit better. But we'll see. Right now, like I said, we just keep doing what we're doing. Do what we do every week. Have some fun with it. And again, like I said, try to bring in some different things. And yeah, I'd like to try to find a way to get people online to be more like Thursday night. We get a lot of people who offer their opinions and, you know, follow along with us. I want to get the same thing on Sunday. A lot of people saying hello, but nobody's jumping in, which we got to get.
Maybe we could put out a post on Thursday or Friday and tell them, you know, we're going to answer some questions on this segment and we want your feedback. So shoot us a few.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't even know if we could even bring them on live. I mean, if we can
bring up to 10 people on. So yeah, we'll put it out there. If somebody, you know, obviously every week, if you want to jump in and break down your team, by all means, we can have 10 people during a show, whether it's 10 one time or over the course of the show, we can have 10 people. So between the three of us and then Raphael's four, we still have six spots open. So, right. But yeah, I wouldn't have no problem if your 3-4 people say, hey, I want to pop up and I want to break down my team. You got to jump in, you break down your team, move on to the next guy.
I think it's a fun show. I mean, we got a great format.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's just going to be something that's going to be built.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't get any better than this, Tommy.
Nope. Football Sunday morning. I wanted to do this for years, so I'm glad, you know, with Jeff, you know, you see how he is. He can't. Doing it by myself isn't as much fun, so having you along is definitely the way to go. So we're do it together. We'll have some fun. And now we can both go out and get our grub, get home, and get ready for the 1 o'clock.
Send me some of that sausage you're cooking too, brother.
There you go. You guys enjoy your day. I'm sure I'll talk to you during it.
You too, Tommy. Have a good day, brother.
All right, pal. Catch you later.
I'll see you.
See you later. Leave the studio. And bam. A Lambo Jammer.